The Lonely Buddies Podcast, episode 6. And
hi, dude.
Hi.
How's it going? You want to do this episode? I don't particularly know what you want to talk about, so I'll let you take the lead on that.
Alright. This part of the podcast so far.
Shout out Jason Jones being hella spicy. Oh, the reason he's confused is because I don't know if you know Nick Brown very well. It's not that he was confused. He was just denying. That's exactly how Nick Brown denies anything. He just feigns ignorance. He knew exactly what you were talking about. He knew exactly what... If you said my name, he knew exactly what I was referring to. It was just that...
Yeah, I don't know. He didn't really tell me much. He only snapped to me.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter either way. Because, like, he knows how I feel about our previous friendship. But, yeah, you're a funny guy, Jason Jones.
He also said he's going to start his own podcast.
Oh, really? Cool. Well...
It's called Stone with Jones.
Stone with Jones.
No, I don't know what it's called.
He doesn't even smoke weed,
right,
bro.
Well, you got to think of a title for Jason Jones' podcast right now. Jason the Mason.
There you go.
Because you're like a Freemason, Jason.
I like that one, Jason the Mason. Fapping with Jason. That one seems accurate, right? Nah, I don't know you, Jason. I don't know if you fap or not. I'm assuming. Everybody faps. Even dogs fap.
Everybody faps. How about... How about skate guard? Not point guard. Got him. I'm roasting him because he's not a hooper.
You should start a podcast named Zeus Protege Number.
Or he could just do the brother podcast. But I think that there might be a podcast called The Brother Podcast. I'm not sure.
Probably it's just a podcast for everything these days.
But yeah, my plant that I threw back there, randomly, from some seeds.
It's huge.
It's doing really well.
Oh yeah, me and Troy might eventually get a little space for that.
Venture out in the cannabis industry.
Yeah, just for a little bit, just see what happens. Troy ran inside, but yeah, I have a little experience with weed here and there. Both legal and illegal. So is my cousin. So that works out.
I think this leather got my fucking...
Yeah.
Allergy back then.
The weird weather.
We're gonna venture out in the cannabis industry. So if you have any helpful advice on what to get for our new grow tent, just give us a little voice chat.
Or if you want to buy some grow,
we'll tell them in the later dates, the later podcast.
Which sesh we're gonna be at?
Terped out sesh every Tuesdays and Fridays. Wait, there's no none Friday. Every Tuesdays and Saturdays.
But I will tell you what, friend. We start growing, John Medina will stop talking to us officially.
No way.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's how weed growers are.
That's how he is. Trust me, I know him well.
So don't ask him for advice.
Just wait till his dad drops nuggets. Because every time I've asked him for weed stuff, he's eating berry bacon.
Like, what if I just be like, hey, I'm gonna start a tent. What do you think I should buy? He'd be like, I don't know, man.
No, he would start with, I don't know, man. And he'd be like, I don't know, you probably want some good soil. You tell me you're growing with the intention of making money? It's a different story.
I really just, a lot of it's gonna be me smoking it.
Yeah.
A lot of this weed that I grew.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But how am I saying something? I don't know.
No, I'm thinking future. Maybe
Oh, yeah.
6 months down the line. Cause yeah, ideally it'd be great to have these tents by the end of the summer, bro. By December, have like the first crop.
So, it's a little background story behind the plants I have. So, shout out Kev. He gave me some dro. He gave it to me because it had a couple seeds in it. I had a lot of seeds. So, I collected most of them, or tried to. I collected a lot of them. And I just threw them in because I was going to Vegas. I threw them in some cups of soil. And when I came back, they were sprouted.
Considering how low maintenance these plants were, it's pretty impressive.
And then eventually, they were getting too big for their cups, so I didn't know where to put them. So, first of all, I didn't think they were going to grow. I even put 4 plants in 1 cup. And that's not a good idea because they're going to be fighting for the nutrients. But for those 4, I put in the back, and they did the best. I just put them in the dirt, in the soil, made a hole, put the soil that I already had, and then put them in there. Had to cut down 2. One of them was a hermaphrodite, and one of them was a male. And I left one in the bucket. It wasn't too big, so I put it back in the back, and now it's thriving. It's kind of small. It might be like a... At 8.
But it's still pretty
nice
plant.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Considering how low maintenance all of these have been.
I spent $0.
Pretty good plants.
Everything, the soil I used was from that soil, from that bucket. Whoop. All of it was that same soil.
Yeah. Low maintenance, 0 investment. How you feel about that, Chads?
Yeah, but for our tent, we're about to get some LED lights. I hear that's the best for a start and grow.
LED.
Doesn't take
LSD. PCP. DMT. All of them. Believe in certain circles, they refer to it as water.
Water.
No, seriously though, that's the plan.
We need to get these mics set up though.
Yeah, they're in there.
I think one of the things broke though.
We should order another one. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we could even get a mixer. A little down the line. Can you guys pick up the maniac? So there's these people that live behind where we live. Have been fighting for multiple days.
You could consider them white trash.
Sounds about right.
You know them little white kids that you confuse on their race, but they're really just white. They're just really dirty.
And they've been doing that since they were 12.
And their skin's orange for some reason.
Do you guys have a lot of meth heads in your town? Put it in the comments below.
It's funny.
We have a lot of meth heads.
When I went to Santa Cruz, my white friends, or the white people that I met over there, I had to describe moving from Oakland to Hayward. I was like, yeah, it was just like from hookers to gangsters to hookers and meth addicts.
Yep. And honestly, the meth addicts are more dangerous than the gangsters.
But at my job, right there, downtown Oakland, even though it's hella gentrified right now, there'll still be some fucking fiends. Some fucking tweaks. They always be coming inside, too.
Yeah.
Shout out Shark's Ice. Starting to sound like the janitor. Every video is... OIC? Yeah, every video. Shout out OIC. Fuck Jason. He always says every video, fuck Jason.
So the $600 bill, what's so special about it?
The $600 one? Is it just big?
Oh, is it big? Okay.
Yeah. It's like bigger light. It's like double.
How many plants you think of?
So he said you could put like 8.
Yeah.
But he likes to put 6.
So
3.
Leave enough space in
between. Yeah. Yeah. Because then his plants be getting huge. But I say we just try 8.
Wait, just see what happens. Honestly, I feel like even if we get a shitty crop, worst case scenario, we just have free weed to smoke for a long time. So.
Hella fake.
I was about to say, I feel like there's no loss. At least for us. We just gotta get smart as far as why we don't want them going in there.
And the person writing Lonely Boys podcast on BART, stop. It's not me. Oh no, you can kill this.
Oh shit. Habits. I didn't even realize you sparked that.
It's not me. You marked the date today. It was not me.
We just have some crazy fans.
Yeah, crazy fans.
Hooligan fans. All 5 of you. You're wild. Pretty sure they're all people we know. I don't know. I really got nothing. Today has been like not a very eventful day for
today.
Me. Yeah, like, I don't know, it's just like...
I want to go see about that job.
Oh, yeah, I got a job.
We're going to work in the same place. Disconnecting computers and putting them back in.
Yep.
Easy money. Yeah. Side job. Side hustle.
Exactly. That reminds me, tomorrow I got to fill out more applications. I'm trying to get a full-time, part-time, guys. And, you know, get a little grow up and then have multiple streams of income. Like the white man does. Shout out our white friends.
And Shaq.
That Shaq guy has a bajillion streams of income.
Who maybe even heard of an Auntie Mama? He got 30 of them. What is that, like a pie place? Or like a...
Huh?
An Auntie Mama's.
I've never heard of that.
Like a chicken place? Or
maybe. I've never heard of those places.
It sounds like a pie.
Then you think you're Mrs. Fields.
Any old lady name, I feel like it should be a pie place. You could tell them about your your new add-ons to the your renovations of the podcast studio.
That's not boring. That's just because you know, I'm paranoid Nicky bands.
I know, and then the trucks.
Oh yeah, I put a truck behind the door to hang
towels
on.
Yeah. Podcast bathroom.
Yeah, like I told you, I really got nothing today.
Isn't nothing something? take that? Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to go on a little commercial break. We'll be back. All right.
Sorry about that, guys. It was business.
A commercial break.
Commercial break.
This is planned. No, because they tell you if you put your commercials in the middle, you get more sponsors or like better sponsors or something like that.
Okay.
Higher paying sponsors.
Okay.
So I'm going to start putting them in the middle. I learned how to do it. You film the first part.
Yeah.
And then it takes you to this little like menu or like the little publish area.
Yeah.
And then you film another one. And you just... Yeah. Yeah, they showed me how to do it. Shout out Anchor.
Yeah, shout out Anchor. The only reason it's not that we're all power hungry, guys. I mean money hungry, it's that we're poor.
Yeah. Donate to our Patreon. I'm gonna start that up. How do you even start a Patreon?
Mm-hmm.
For $5 we'll call you once a week.
For $10 I'll send you a picture of my dick.
Every month. So you can see progress.
Yeah. That's a subscription, though.
It is. It is. Yeah. No, Patreon's $5 every month.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, and if you pay $15 you get one of my crack.
The whole hole.
Oh, no. The asshole. That's going to cost you $25
Oh, $25
Yeah.
It's not that bad. So you heard it here. I'm going to start the Patreon soon. Because that is what sleuths do on the internet.
Yeah.
They really do, like...
Some of the hoes be selling their used underwear. It's disgusting.
You seen that girl selling her... her spit? No,
her
not her spit.
Water or
her
whatever.
Bath water.
Yeah, that girl.
But the podcast I listen to, H3 Podcast, shout out. Have us on your podcast. They were you know how I told you they gave her the idea or whatever, or something like that? Supposedly...
Did you tell me that they sent her?
Yeah, sent her spit. She sent her spit.
Ew.
But then some... I don't know. They don't know if it's spit or not.
Either way, that's disgusting.
They said it wouldn't make sense because they could just fucking test her spit or whatever. I don't know. That's sick.
I get grossed out very easily. Don't ever send me any bodily fluids, anyone, please.
What's her name?
Belle Delphine or something.
Oh, yeah, Belle
like that.
Delphine.
Yeah, some shit like that.
She's a fiend.
All I know is that I personally don't care for social media.
Same. Like, heard many a times from the janitor's podcast. He always asks me why I don't have an Instagram.
So short answer, it's lame. Long answer, they're monetizing your data and using your information to sell you shit, and you don't even get a dime of that. Think about that.
We should get $1,000 a month.
No, it's essentially like having an oil field under your house, and then, you know, McDonald's coming in, taking the oil, and then selling the oil to you. It's that exact thing.
It's a racket.
So
what's his name?
Who?
The politician guy?
Oh, Andrew Yang?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and he wants to get... for all you dummies out there, you should vote for Andrew Yang. Because, yeah, he's the only person talking about automation. And what I'm talking about, by 2040, as dummies, we're going to be unemployed. It's the real Wally times.
Bro, that guy's a genius.
Each of you $1,000.
He just is going on, like, podcasts and stuff, really trying to get that...
Yeah.
That young vote.
Trying to do what AOC did. That's how she got elected. And she's on
The only reason I listened to his whatever is because he was on the H3 podcast. And I like the H3 podcast.
Yeah, but the only reason I know who he is because he did a Vice thing a while ago.
And I'm really debating voting for him.
I'm going to vote for him.
But I don't vote. Mario.
You know how I feel about that. You should vote. It's stupid not to. But, you know, I'm not going to get preachy. It's just, you should think about it. Like Cousin Jose, he looks like a white guy. He even smells like a white guy. The main distinction between you, us and him, is that we can vote. We can actually do things that I don't know, bro. Just personally, I'm tired of people I don't know. That don't look anything like me.
But then, I've never really had... decisions for me. Maybe, I don't know, but... I don't really vote, but this guy, really, I'm debating. The other guys I don't really like, I've never really liked
him. Well, for example, if you want him to even get a chance to go up
against Trump... Yeah, because he has to be the nominee.
Yep. You have to vote, man. Because God knows I don't want Joe Biden in office again. What's up with American, like, weird perverts? Perverts and racists, that's okay. But if you're both, we love you more.
So he's in the lead?
Yeah.
Bernie, that guy.
I love Bernie.
Yeah, man. I like some of his views, but just...
It's not happening.
Yeah, I don't think it's happening. Who's second? Bernie?
Elizabeth Warren. Well, Bernie, because he's a man. But politically, like, if we're talking about who has the best plan, Elizabeth Warren. So... Like, realistically, these are the top of the front runners. Biden, Bernie, just because he's a white dude. And then Warren. Even though Warren is more moderate, meaning more people voted for Hillary would vote for her, too. Because the same people that voted for Hillary would also vote for Joe Biden. And the thing about Bernie, it's like young people will vote for him, the older Democrats won't. That's the way that. But anyway, I'm on the Yang Gang, yo.
Yang Gang.
That's a real thing.
I know. He said it in the podcast.
Yeah. The only reason is because, the whole basic income thing is...
$1,000 a month. Who doesn't need that?
But no, just beyond the fact that his politics are coming from a place
of... And that Amazon don't pay taxes.
Yeah.
At zero taxes.
Dude, the whole way they pay taxes is amazing. Because they know. They just... They do what the mob does. They have a bunch of shell companies.
Yeah. In different countries where they don't pay taxes.
Yep. That's awesome. Anyway, I think this guy is good for America. Even if he's full of shit like all of the other politicians, I don't know. At least he's bringing something new to the table as opposed to...
If I get $1,000, do you think that starts immediately when he gets elected or it takes time?
No, he'd probably have to figure out a way to get it paid for.
Oh yeah, by the taxes.
But it's very easy because all they have to do is like...
If you just tax
10 missiles, maybe less by 5, I'm pretty sure with...
He said it's not even that. They didn't take it from like Amazon, like you said.
Yeah.
The people like taking our data and stuff.
And there you go. He already has the plan.
Because Amazon don't pay nothing in taxes. That's crazy.
Yeah. But honestly, I feel like realistically, it's going to be him and Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is from California.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be him and Kamala Harris. Because it's like, the thing about the old white people, sorry, old white people, it's just like, we've seen that. We even gave an old white lady a chance, and she lost. That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like the old Anglican narrative, as far as American politics... Because the whole landscape of the country is changing. It's not... The silent majority is actually slowly becoming the silent minority. And that scares the shit out of them. Yeah. Like, if you ask any of your white friends, honestly, how they feel about the fact that this state is 50-something percent us, people don't like that. Yeah. So, all I'm going to say, realistically, like... If the Democrats played clean, that's what it would end up on. Andrew Yang and Kamala Harris. But no, they're going to do what they did to Bernie, which is like, oh, we lost so many votes. Hillary won all these states. I guess we're going to go for Hillary. Yeah. Because honestly, if we had been realistic, I don't know if Donald Trump would have still got elected, but it would have originally been Bernie Sanders versus Donald Trump. He still probably would have got elected, honestly, because Fox News and the Russians have so much fucking power. Anyway, I'll stop talking
about that. I was going to say, I knew this one girl in Santa Cruz. She was pro Bernie. all the way.
Dude, when Bernie went to my
school... You know, with the sticker... I see stick in Santa Cruz, I've seen his stickers everywhere.
Yeah. He went to my school, dude, and I thought about going to the rally, but we ended up just watching it from far away. We were all psyched, and then I remember this one guy being like, yeah, he's going to win and stuff, and I was just like, I don't know, man. He's like, what? I'm like, you see how you get really excited by things like free college and, like, helping unemployed people get jobs and all this. That, to rich white dudes, to our teachers, to your engineering teachers, that just sounds like taxes, 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 socialism. I'm like, this is going to happen. He's going to get fucked over. It's going to be Hillary versus Trump, and then Hillary's going to lose to Trump because y'all don't realize how much white people hate Hillary.
Like, I don't even know what's gonna happen.
What?
As the far next, as next election. Next
4 years?
That's crazy, huh?
Mm-hmm. One of two things is for sure gonna happen.
It's a wild card. I think Trump might win again.
No, if he wins, this is gonna happen. It's the end of times. Because if the United States doesn't get ahead of this whole let's get green shit, no one else will do it. During the Obama administration, we were all with it, and then he took us out of that treaty, and now we're mining coal. Like I said, we're number one in oil production again. But the thing is, if we were to use all the oil reserves the United States has, we'd kill the planet. So it doesn't even make sense why we're fucking mining oil again, trying to revamp the coal industry, which is dead, and should stay dead. Anyway, so if he wins, it's the end of the planet. If someone a little more intelligent wins, maybe, we might get another 10, 20 years out of this planet. That's the scary part. See, aside from the immigration stuff, the weed legalization, and all this other stuff that's just kind of noise, ultimately the most important thing happening right now is what the fuck are we going to do about the fact that oil is so entangled into our politics. Think about it. What, this weekend, 120 degree weather in the Midwest? Sucks to suck. But anyway, just keep that in mind, guys. Like, you think your voices don't matter, but they do.
And that was the political hour? the political minute.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, a lot of people think it's silly that I care so much about politics. But the reason is because almost every aspect of our life, whether you want to acknowledge it or not, is politics. Yeah. And all I'm saying is just be aware of the people who make decisions for you. Kind of like the fact that Anthony Weiner, a pedophile, I think he was in office for like 10 years. As a Democrat. See why no one likes Democrats? By the way, he's back with his wife. Good for him. So,
you got the lighter?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe open this other beer. Alright. So, since you got the tat out, should we tell him that story?
Oh. Sure.
First, you want to describe your tat? It's pretty good, too. It's still pretty good. Nick's?
That stuff.
His thing was really faded. So imagine right now.
It's just basically skull and crossbones, but the skull's Bart Simpson. I don't know. I was just high at a party thing that we went to. That
was so lame. I would have described the party because it was so lame.
Oh man, I feel like.
Okay. How much did we pay?
$25. No, like $45.
No, we didn't pay $45.
Okay, it was like 20.
25. I would have been down.
I think it was like $20, something like that. Nothing ridiculous, but we did pay like 2 months in advance, though.
Yeah, alright, so what's their name?
Grandma's Goodies.
Grandma's Goodies. Fuck you. This track coming out soon.
True, we're so upset when we walked into this place.
Because Nick was hyping it up. Nick said it was going to be lit.
Honestly, it was Nick who was like, oh, grandma's good.
Grandma's goodies.
And Nick was the one who introduced me to that fucking delivery service, just to start with. I don't know, man. All I know is that I don't take recommendations from Nick Brown anymore.
So this thing was in Hayward, right? Like in downtown Hayward? Mm-hmm. In this little fucking room. Oh my God, I don't know how to describe it. It was just like, you walked up some stairs. It was just like a big room into a hallway into another little room. And this is supposed to be a weed fucking convention.
And there's supposed to be strippers and a tattoo people. The strippers were there, but you had to be throwing ones at them the whole time. So the section with the strippers, was nobody went in there. We didn't go in there. It was empty the whole time we were there.
Yeah, I thought about it. I think we even got changed from a pizza place to go.
Yeah, and then it
but,
was like,
yeah, it was kind of weird. This whole place was weird.
It was very strange.
They gave us a little bit of weed.
Yeah.
Not even a good amount of weed. Maybe a little bit of edibles.
And then we like, they had like this tweaker serving up dabs.
Yeah, and he was selling dabs too. I don't understand that.
Yeah, and I bought some dabs off that guy. Yeah,
was it fire?
It was cool.
He was like tweaked out. Yeah. I forgot about the dabs. Yeah. I forgot. That was weird.
And then after that,
he was just like, I was on hella cocaine and definitely was taking it, like you could see.
And then like True was like trying to talk me out of getting a tattoo at this place.
Yeah, I catted. I was supposed to get Dogbert. Yeah, but I catted big time.
True was not down.
I did not have the balls.
And then Nick was like, oh well, I already paid the girl. So there's two tattoo artists, a girl and a guy. Luckily I got the girl who was more thorough, and then I just googled and then this is what ended up happening. Yeah, she took like 20 minutes. Nick's got 5.
What did Nick get?
Something from some anime. I don't know.
From some anime. Yeah, it was kind of easy. Like the easy logo, but that shit faded.
Yeah.
Mario's is still like dark.
Yeah, and yeah, that's that tattoo. And then when people ask me when I get it, I just say I was drunk. Because I think it's funny that they think I'm trashy. Like, when my brother asked me, he's like, I don't fucking remember, bro. I was blacked out. Which is not true. I remember all of it.
But you don't want to tell them the whole story because you don't, you know.
Because fuck them. Yeah. Is how I feel, yeah. But, yeah.
You don't want to tell them.
Here's another little hint about me. Pretty much, if I don't like you or know you very well, every other word I say to you is going to be a lie. Just for all of you, just know that, yeah. If I don't like you, nothing I'm saying to you is true.
Yeah, the stripper thing was weird. They like, it was like pretty awkward.
Just like every social event I ever went to with Nick Breezy, pretty whack.
Yeah, so then we left.
Hey, really, at least with that food, the parties were always fun, bro. That's what I'm gonna say. And food, shout out Andy Morales from Bakersfield food. Hey.
You talking about that crazy food?
That sick ass food.
That sick ass food. Oh yeah, crazy food.
Cocaine. No, every time he'd be on cocaine, he'd like.
Can you call Andy? How can you get his?
I don't have his number anymore.
We need to get him on the podcast somehow, bro. Andy, if you're hearing this,
what can you message people on Venmo that think that's the only thing I have of his still?
You could pay him a penny.
No, I think I owe him. Okay, so I broke his bong and I never paid it for it. I think it was $70. I think I owe him $70 for a bong that I never.
Yeah,
paid
one day when you have some money,
just send it to him.
When you got podcast money.
Dude, he loves money so much he totally would just show up for. And then if I put for the diamond bong I broke, I guarantee you, he'd be like, "Oh shit, fool! Thanks for paying me back for the bong, fool. Thanks for coming through."
Hell of years after.
Ah, man.
Oh yeah, but Andy, if you're hearing this, come on the podcast anytime.
Yeah, don't bring Leo though. I'm not with that.
Leo is probably a get too because he's so close.
Leo is local, yes. Leo is definitely a local ass dude. Chewy laughs because when I say that, I mean an idiot.
A local in this area.
Oh man, that guy has some stories. Like, No, there was a whole week where he just kept by Salvia and, like, I was doing it with him. It was bad.
Yeah, Salvia's bad.
Salvia's real bad.
Yeah, Salvia's bad.
Dude, Davis was so weird. People were so cheap, to not buy weed, that they started doing other drugs.
I already told you my Salvia story with my friend from college. This guy, man, he went crazy.
Yeah.
Literally, it opened something in his mind.
And didn't close it.
Because he was fucked. He dropped out. He was talking about he was Jesus. And, like, he talked to God.
Yeah.
And man. I was like, whoa.
Salvia was definitely one of those just one and done for me. Like, why is that shit legal? Why do people smoke it? I don't know. All I know, guys, just don't do triple drugs if you're not ready for that shit. I know somebody who I previously named, but I won't rename, who took 2 tabs of acid in downtown San Francisco and thought that was a good idea. Freaked out and got arrested by police. Woke up in the hospital.
He means Leo. Leo, come on the podcast.
Leo, come find me. It's still funk, bro.
We're local.
Yeah, I seen him a couple times.
No, you didn't. That's so small.
Dude, no, it's because I recognize his car. He drives a black Camry with Juice Davis Augie thingy on it. And he always looked like a Filipino fella, but it's a Mexican dude.
Maybe you know his car.
Yeah. I've driven that car.
Yeah.
Anyway. Nah, I'm kidding. No hard feelings for anybody. Shout out Davis people. It was good times.
Leo, I seen you break your refrigerator one time. or microwave.
Andy's.
Oh, Andy?
It was Andy's microwave. That shit was wild.
I don't know how you had that strength.
The fireball. It was off the fireball.
Hey, okay. This is another PSA. Don't drink fireball. I think it has some sort of toxic chemical in it that makes you go crazy. Yeah. It's not even alcohol.
Ever since Tree pointed out, every time I see anybody drink Fireball, some strange stuff happens. Like with Leo, like he had no mortar control whatsoever. He almost lit a towel on fire by lighting. I don't even know how the fuck he lit the stove on, because he wasn't even facing it, and then lost his balance, proceeded to grab the handle of the microwave, break that off, and then came and tried to fucking one hit my fucking moon rocks. Bastard.
The moon rocks.
You remember those were popular?
I see them at the sesh. No one even buys it.
Cause it's just like,
and also at the sesh, I seen they're selling shrooms.
Oh yeah, they got decriminalized in Oakland. Shout out Oakland, leading that
shroom podcast coming soon.
I'm down, honestly. Like, honestly, give
half
me
an eighth.
I've done maybe an eighth myself.
And then what happened? I told that story.
That story? Well, I told you. Started like a typical string break. One of my many drug plugs from Davis was also a San Leandro nigga. And he was back. And he told me, he's like, hey, man, I just got a pound of shrooms. And yeah, like, I have...
Yeah, like,
you want some? I was like, fuck yeah, I want some.
You know who you're talking to.
Yeah, no, it's because I don't know, man. Like,
That was
Davis Mario. Long story short, like, it was the only guy besides me who had fire weed. But he was selling Ace for, like, $50. I don't know how the fuck people would pay that. I was undercutting him, but we were cool. Because, you know, he was an Oakland guy, but not really. He was a San Leandro guy who claimed he was from Oakland. Anyway. But
he was close.
Yeah, it was cool. And then I told Nick, because me and Nick, we had been experimenting. Nick had been experimenting with drugs way before I was. What I mean by experimenting.
And he tells the whole office.
Yeah. What I mean by experimenting, man, like, I don't know. Like, I took, like, a pill here and there. Like, you know, Molly and a little Adderall here and then a little Xanax here and then a lot of Xanax here and there. Yeah, Nick was like, I don't know. Nick was hanging out with people doing heroin. I was hanging out with people who like doing like cocaine. It was a weird time.
Ketamine, Mario.
Hey, the ketamine started towards
those
the end of the year.
Those guys are tweakers.
Yes, they were. Okay, I didn't know that at the time.
They probably still are.
Yeah. No, I guarantee you they are. No. Hey, I didn't start hanging out heavy with those guys till the end of the year. And that's when I got a hold of those oxys I needed to move. I told you how my friendship with Zenit really got started when I had, like, real drugs I need to get rid of. That's when I started hanging out with tweaker white people. But we'll get to anyway, Jorge fucking hits me up, and it's like, so you want these shrooms? And I'm like, yeah, I'm at the marina. And Nick Brown's like, I want some shrooms too. And I was like, bro, but why don't we just split an eighth? He's like, the last time I split an eighth, I didn't feel anything. So I want to get a whole ass one for myself.
A whole ass one.
And then I text George, I'm like, can you bring a quad? Because, also, LA dudes, instead of saying quarter, they say quad. Quad. And that was the thing, Davis. Everybody said it. If I said quarter, nobody understood me.
Yeah, in Santa Cruz, they said quad, too.
I don't...
I
say quarter. I would say quarter, nobody understood me. So it's like, bring a quarter shrimp. Brings the shit. $60. Expensive. The most expensive. Because after that, I became a regular purchaser of this particular medicinal item. Anyway, so the Nick was like... Tomorrow, we're just gonna. Perry said he's down to watch this. Up top, Perry leaves like an hour into this adventure.
Really doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Damn. For why?
I'm assuming he freaked out. Like, and honestly, literally, that was the last time I ever saw Perry, like ever. So we asked him. I'm like, we're gonna do tricks. Like, are you sure you can handle this? Because if not, Nick knows a bunch of fiends that'd be happy to watch it. He's like, no, it'll be funny. I asked him multiple times, and this is when I learned that when you're going to do drug stuff, you got to have other druggies because you're just going to freak out the non-druggies. Long story short, they decided that the smart thing to do, and I was against this, was for us to go to this Titan Trail behind Cal State East Bay and just each take a hat. So I brought a little scale. I sort of, when I was still sober, I weighed it out. So an eighth. And after that, wait, his half, my half, we ate it. We were just sitting there. I brought a bunch of markers, so I was like tagging. I'll show you one time. I'm very proud of this. I drew a perfectly round ass on a chair. I said, ass goes here. And it's on this chair on East Bay, and I'm very proud of that because I'd never drawn such a round butt in my life. So proud of that one. Oh, by the way, I've tagged a lot of really cool character guys while under the influence of triple drugs, guys. Long story short, them shit start hitting us in this weird trail. There's like barbed wire and stuff.
Yeah, I think I've been on.
You know which one I'm talking about, right? The one that says hell. The one that to get into, you literally have to step into this crack in the cement that says hell.
Oh, maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that was fucking with my head. Imagine, like, to get to this hiking trail, because where I was tagging, it's like this concrete part that you've probably been to. It's where I guess freshmen have their parties up there at Cal City East Bay. It's like hello far back, and there's just a bunch of like old ashtrays that I guess they stole from like around campus and set them up as chairs. And to get to the hiking trail, there's this hole in the concrete that says hell. And we went down into hell, and it was all spiky and shit. Anyway, so I tell
him, sounds pretty trippy.
No, and then I was wearing a shirt like that, and anyway, that was wild within itself.
Tie dye shirt.
And then I tell Perry, I'm like, bro, I'm starting to feel this stuff, and I think maybe we should go somewhere air conditioned because I'm fucking hot. And then I also had bought me and Nick like giant jugs of water because I had read that you need to stay hydrated. And I had a bunch of shit in my backpack, a bunch of weed, obviously.
Obviously.
We were smoking the whole time.
Obviously.
And
that's the only way to do shit.
We get back up to this little concrete area and we start tripping. I remember Nick going, oh, the tree people. And I turned around to the trees behind us, bro, and I saw a bunch of eyes looking at me.
God.
Like, I hate you, Nick. He's like, what? I'm like, the fucking tree people. He's like, oh, I was just saying that, man. I don't see anything yet. I'm like, I'm tripping, bro. Like, I see shit. And after a while, he just starts mumbling. I was like, okay, I think I feel it a little. And then while we're walking back to Perry's car, he's like, actually, let me get more. Cause
Nick,
Nick's
just down.
Yeah, he was like,
is East Bay Nick.
Yeah, always down. Like he had a step around. He's like, let me get more. I was like, here you go. This is your shit. Like, I'm not gonna
Because the rule was your body, your limit has always been the rule. Anyway, so he takes more. I remember we're walking down this trail because it's like half a mile to the parking lot to get to Perry's car to get back to Nick's house. Because it gets wild when we get to Nick's house. And then I remember seeing... Oh, I remember this thought that has stuck with me since then. It's like the fucking... The sky was purple for some reason. And then there was like a dinosaur cloud just like eating the sky in the corner of my eye. And I remember just thinking, man, we're just monkeys trying to make ourselves feel important. Did I say that to Perry? He's like, you're on drugs.
He says that.
Yeah. He's like, oh man, you're on drugs.
Like, duh. Yeah, that's why you're here.
And then he's like, oh man, we should really get back to things.
You were like, only God could judge me.
No, I was just like, man, Perry, you need to try this shit. Because, and then, I guess right at that point, Nick started really feeling it. And we both got the giggles. And then for about 5 minutes, Perry was trying to get us off the ground. Because we were just on the ground giggling.
No way. Yeah. You guys were both just laughing. Perpetuating your laugh.
Because essentially, like, at that moment, I guess Nick realized... the thing about trippy drugs is a very weird moment where you get clarity. Where you understand that you're on the drug and that's why everything's very weird. And I don't know why it's funny. This is the first time I've been able to tell this story. Like, because honestly, this memory's been very hazy for a lot of years.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I've stayed away from that stuff for a long time. Anyway. Wow, that's just so weird. Anyway, so I guess Nick realized the feeling and then we were just looking at each other and laughing. And another thing about trippy drugs, it's this weird thing where you can talk to somebody without opening your mouth, and it's a very... I don't understand it. Long story short, Perry gets us off the ground, and then I say, I'm hungry. And then he decides that the best idea is to drive to Nick's house, and from Nick's house, walk to the Taco Bell.
That's deep.
Bro, and it's not even the one that
just got built?
It's the old one that used to be in the mini mall. So, no drive-thru.
Oh,
we had to
no.
go inside of the store.
No way. Why would he do that?
Because I don't think... Because see, Perry, he had smoked a little drug before. I think he was high. But I don't think he really understood. And this is when me and Nick... Oh, wow. That burning sleep tells you a lot. Me and Nick realized that, like... Yeah, for somebody to watch you when you're on that stuff, they have to really understand what it's like. Because, yeah, dude, sometimes it's really confusing. Sometimes it's just really fun. Sometimes it's horrifying. But you cannot be in public. It's essentially... But Perry decides that we're going to go to Taco Bell. Somehow, I managed to bark out an order for 2 tacos. Get it and sit down. Nick somehow manages to order a burrito. He's waiting for his. Because you know how he orders his just beans anyway. He sits down in front of me. I look up. He has it on the table, like, standing up. Just deep-throating it. In the corner of this Taco Bell.
No. He wasn't even taking bites?
No, he was just like... Perry's like, what the fuck? I'm just busting out laughing because the giggles are real at this point. I'm going. Nick's like, oh shit, was I just deep throwing this burrito?
No, you didn't say that. You said that?
Yeah.
Whoa, was I just deep throwing this burrito? That's hella fun.
Definitely, like, gets a full, like, maybe 3 or 4, like deep throats in.
He just snapped him.
Yeah, I guess you realize.
Whoa, was that just deep? He said those exact words.
Yeah, because, like, I'm telling you, when you're on trippy drugs, you sometimes... Anyway, so he deep throws this burrito. Perry realizes that it's a terrible... I'm laughing so hard. My fucking tacos are all over the floor.
No way.
Yeah. Perry realizes that, oh, shit, we need to get out of here. Like, somehow grabs Nick's shit, puts it in a bag. Like, remember, Nick took more. At this time, I'm sort of coming down.
At least he's doing his job somewhat.
Yeah. So he...
It's a little late.
Yeah.
You guys decided to eat at the restaurant?
I kept saying, we should order pizza. The same reason I was asking you to order pizza, because it's not a thing that you could do. Anyway, I'm like, we should have the food brought to us. I'm like, I had money. I'm like, I will pay, Perry. You just have to order. No, you guys buy your own fucking food. This is why that happened. So he realized what happened, walks us back to Nick's house. Remember, Nick's more on than I am. I'm a little coherent, so I managed to, like, help Perry hurdle Nick Brown indoors.
He's just laughing hysterically right
no,
now.
No, at this point, he's like, man, we shouldn't have gotten to talk about
him. But I know, but you have to, like, show him.
Because
he didn't know what was going on.
No. Like, we were obviously on drugs, bro.
That's so funny.
We got back to Nick's house. Perry says he should put on some JoJo's, this weird anime that they were both obsessed with at the time. It's really strange. I had to step out of the room at that point because, and we watched that episode off shrooms and it wasn't as horrifying as I remember it. Because there was like this whole thing. All I remember, dude, is like something named Boingo, and they kept saying that word Boingo. And some shit kept jumping out at me, so I was like, I'm gonna go in your backyard, Nick. So I, like, left. And then when I came back, Perry was gone. And then
he just left?
Yeah, because I remember them seeing me from Nick's window, because, you know, you can see it's in his backyard, just, like, staring. And I remember this, because I was, like, hello, on. In the backyard, just drinking water. I peed back there, too. I remember hearing Perry's like, where is he? I don't see him. I'm like, I'm right here. He's like, oh, okay, cool. And then it got real quiet. And then I go back to bed, and Nick's like, oh, yeah, he left. I was like, why? He said he had to go help his parents. And then I was like, but didn't he say that all day he was free to watch this? He's like, honestly, I think we freaked that nigga out. He's like, why? I'm like, he was so nervous. Like, you didn't see him? I was like, no, this Oingo Boingo bullshit was freaking me out. He's like, yeah, no, he was, like, shaking. He was really scared.
Yeah. I was still laughing at... Wait, was that just me throwing this?
Yeah, no, I'm telling you.
That was hella... It was the funniest thing. Is I can just imagine it.
Yeah, just like...
Wait, no, but not that part, but just him coming up from the burrito and just like, wait... Yeah. Was I just deep throating this?
Yeah, and I don't know if he was like trying to be funny or what, but it was great. So I come back inside, and then it's like, fuck, dude, we need some wilderness. Like, what do you mean? Let's drive to the burrito. Nigga, we were still on this ball. We get in Nick's, you remember the old green truck? This shit couldn't even go on the freeway. We get in that busted ass whip, drive to the burrito. I attempt to roll a blunt, can't because I'm fucking shaky because of the drugs. No, by this point we ran out of weed. And then Nick's like, fuck. No. I fast forward. After this, he's like, let's go to the backside of Chabot, you know, over there.
Yeah.
We went. And while we were over there, he's like, fuck it. Let's finish the rest of the shrooms. We're out of weed.
East Bay Nick is a crazy maniac.
Bro, yeah, I was like, really? He's like, yeah. We ate the rest of the shrooms. Honestly, I don't even know, like, if he ate, like, if I ate a whole eighth or if he ate more than an eighth. We just ate until there was no more. At this point, we're sitting there just kind of zoning out, just talking. There's people because it's a Saturday. I'm like, we need to get out of here, man. He gets a call. Oh shit, I was supposed to go into work.
When he quits. I remember this story.
Answers the fucking phone. I forget what the girl's name is, but I remember immediately, if I don't get a raise, I'm not coming in anymore. And then the girl, and I remember her on the phone saying, well, you know, I'm just a supervisor, you have to talk to like the manager. Or wait till talk to her on Monday, but can you, like, are you gonna come in today? Can you come in? Not if you don't give me a raise. Click!
How long has he been working there?
pretty much all his time at East Bay, like 4 or 5 years.
And then that's when you quit, eventually at the end?
Pretty much after that, he didn't go. and I guess that's when he was at Target for a little bit. Tiny bit. But yeah, he quit the DC. And then I guess he felt empowered. Shrooms, your frame of mind on mushrooms is very, very strange. We still have these giant gallons of water. I'm chugging water like a motherfucker. I'm trying to stay hydrated. We drive to the marina, talking nonsense, decide
I wish that was in a podcast, like that whole day.
And then we were driving. And I was like, oh shit, Nick, I gotta pee. Peed my pants.
Mm-hmm. Happened to the best of us.
Not once, but twice. Uh-huh. We have to go to Andres' house. This is the time I was staying with my brother, so I can get a change of clothes. My dad's there. My dad fucking sees me fucking drugged out. Asks me what's wrong. I was like, oh, honestly, Dad, I'm drunk. And I just threw up all over myself. And I just ran in the bathroom. Bro, my dad knows. My dad knew something was up. Because he was like, whatever, go. After that, we went back to Nick's house. Honestly, I don't really remember anything after that. But yeah, it was
sounds like fun times.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was just like, yeah. Yeah, shrooms is a weird drug. But you know, they say it's good for PTSD and junk.
But yeah, at the sesh, they have big mushrooms, they got little ones. I don't know what's the difference, but they got hella different kinds.
As far as I know, like, the psilocybin ones, it's just like the big one. So, like, there's three different species that have psilocybin. The red cap ones, gold caps, which are, like, long. So, like, the red ones are, like, wide and big. But
there's some chodes.
Yeah. Honestly, like, I don't... Yeah, there's people who think they're experts on this stuff, but you can pick up the mushroom and just, like, die. So, I don't know. I stick with the ones I know, which are the gold caps. Yeah.
The small ones?
Yeah.
The thin ones?
Yeah. But, yeah, it's been a while since I've done any of that stuff. Like, 4 years now? I don't know. Yeah. I think Nick does trippy drugs like 2-3 times a year. Which is like...
Once in a while.
What's... Not healthy. It's just like, if you do them, that's what you should be doing. Spacing them out a lot. Yeah, because that shit'll fry your brain. A lot of hippies don't like to believe it, but it will.
Man, you know about young fucking Peter, that nigga. So, how much did he say he took?
From what I remember, you told me it was like 50-something.
50 times. I don't know. That guy, he said he was, like, he seen everything melt.
Yeah. Yeah.
He drew a picture of it? Yeah. Because he's like, all right, and all right, I'm way better.
Wow.
That shit was tight though. Picture of it.
No, I can only imagine that. Like, I've always wanted to do that much acid. Like, it's a thing that, like, because I've heard, like, all kinds of stories, like that, the whole melting thing that you see all the fractals and all this other shit. But at the same time, like, I don't know. It's scary. Yeah. Or, like, DMT, I've heard some crazy
and
shit.
And he was just in San Francisco.
Just walking around.
He lives in El Cerrito del Norte.
Wow. And he was just walking around?
Huh?
Is this the thing people do? Just take acid and hang out in San Francisco? Oh, I didn't know. Because, I don't know, maybe just because personally, like, when I trip, so I was like, I don't want to be around people, but, or I want to be somewhere where I feel safe. But, respect. Yeah, well, you know, people drink meth pee and trip out.
Beth P. That lady is funny. The comedian. Shout out. What's her name?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Meth P lady from This Is Not Happening on Comedy Central.
Hilarious. We told our uncles and they're running with it.
Yeah, they love meth. Yeah, but.
Nah, I need to tell them though. Secret of life.
Dude.
Meth P.
Meth P. I feel like you'd save all of them a lot of money. Because see. Her, that lady, she was a lonely meth head. They're always in a group, you know, so I'm pretty sure they're just gonna force Rocio to eat it and just drink her pee. I'm terrible. Yeah, but drugs are bad, kids.
Yeah, drugs are bad.
I just had a phase. It was never like a thing. Like Nick says things like I love drugs, so to me it was just like I'ma just do them. Yeah, I don't know what to explain it, but it was like a 2 year period where I don't want to say I was hardened, but it was I was fucking around. Like I was not saying no. I don't want to pretend to be like most people are like, oh yeah, I used to be a fiend, and now I'm not. I was never like, I got a little dependent on Xanax, but hey, that's just personal stuff.
Yeah, not like a real fiend.
Yeah, no.
A fiend?
Yeah, no, fuck that. Never. In fact, Andy was proud of the fact that he created fiends. I got fiends out, fool.
Good story though, Mario.
Yeah, honestly, it was weird. I'd never been able to articulate one of my trips as good as that one, and because it's hard, it's very hard to put the thought, because you have the thoughts and the images, but it's hard to put into words. Like, especially LSD trips, which I've done more than shrooms, I can't describe this. I cannot. Like, whenever I think about that whole pizza incident.
I was just asking.
Every time I think about that, I get chills in the back of my neck.
Every time
I see.
Alright, tell him your story and then I'll tell him my story.
Oh, man. To us, from our perspective, four of us, hella on. It seemed like Chewie drank this whole, what kind of pizza do you want?
I was fucking with them.
Yeah, for like an hour and a half. That's what it felt like.
I literally was like, what kind of pizza do you guys want? And they're like, stop fucking with us. Like, so I just get pepperoni.
It was weird.
And then I was like, can I get the address to the house, Nick?
Oh man.
And Nick didn't want to tell me, he wanted to put it in, and then I was like, okay.
I remember that now.
I was like, you don't got no mail or like something? And then we just got pepperoni pizza. That's what I just wanted. Yeah. So I
don't... Yeah, no, it was, like I said, it's weird times. And see, to him, it was just like, why are you guys being difficult? In my head, that in exchange lasted like 4 hours.
And then they couldn't... That they also explicitly told me I had to go get the pizza.
Because we were all very scared. It was weird, man. But, no, see, that was when... And then when I walked inside and saw Lana crying, that threw my whole shit off. It was weird.
Anyway, oh, yeah, Lana was there?
Lana was crying. We were at Lana's house.
Yeah? Yeah. Oh, yeah, huh?
Yeah. That's somebody who... Yeah. That guy was low-key a fiend.
Fiend. Lana, come on the podcast.
I haven't seen that guy in years either.
Yeah.
You got him a little Indian bay. Straightened down a little bit.
Did you figure out what this new deli? Family guy.
But yeah, we're kind of nearing the end here, too, so
I know.
You want to wrap it up? I got a lot of drug stories, but I'm ashamed of them. I'll tell them, you just have to promise me, like, no one that actually knows us can hear these stories. Because, for example, like, my girlfriend thinks, never touched anything besides marijuana, and I want to keep that way.
All right, so, Jason's all right, right?
Yeah, Jason's fine.
Then, yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's all I, that's, yeah.
That's just... No, yeah, no, like, I got a hella drug story. No, did I tell you about the time
they probably
fucking
don't
even... Lada honestly... texted my mom's phone asking if I could get him acid?
No way.
And my mom's like, ¿Qué significa acid? My mom's not stupid. She grew up with a junkie. She immediately put two and two together. Dude, bro, this nigga almost got me caught up as not only, like, a drug doer, but a drug seller. Fucking Lada's an idiot. And the only reason
why did you text number, yeah,
because my phone was broken one day, and she let me borrow her phone to text my girlfriend, who at the time was living in Bakersfield. But oh no, Lada was a fucking needy bitch at the time. Because he was going through some fucking breakup and was like fucking relying on me. It was like having another girlfriend. It was exhausting. But anyway, he texted my mom's phone like 3 days after that. Hey, can you give me some acid?
That's hell funny.
And then I was like, ¿Qué significa eso? Anyway, he almost got me in trouble. But yeah, I got a lot of drug stories. I feel weird about them, but sure.
Yeah, honestly, nobody even listened this far.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody listened. But we do got 23 cents, almost a quarter.
Woo! That's like a millionth of our rent.
Is it? Yeah.
No? I don't know. I don't want to do that, man. It's a lot of pennies to get. All the pennies to get paid. I think it's like a billion pennies, $1,000.
So join our Patreon. Keep our podcast studio afloat.
Yeah. Dude. Oh, yeah, my girlfriend's coming over.
Oh yeah, we do definitely gotta wrap up soon. It's almost coming to an hour. Probably more than an hour.
I don't know. Thanks for listening, Jason.
The five people.
Yeah.
Me probably later.
Yeah.
When I forget this conversation.
I've been trying to avoid listening to them because I want to see if we can actually build an organic. Audience, because honestly,
no, I listen to him not because,
yeah,
of the whatever. I just like to listen to him
because I don't think I'm particularly interesting.
I was listening to the one we filmed earlier, like one of the first ones. I was dying. That shit had me dying.
Good,
look, watch, just listen to one. The one we were doing the comments, I listened to that one. That shit had me laughing hella hard.
That one was really funny. I was fucking drunk that day.
I think that one's called Brown Pigeon.
Fuck you, Brown Pigeon.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's wrap it up. All right.
True, what's the address?
18680. Oh, wait. Should I say it right here?
Oh, yeah. No, after.
All right, so we're about to end this podcast. See you guys. You got any other words, Mario, before I end it?
Nope.